Scientists at Johns Hopkins University have reversed nerve damage in rats using a kind of human embryonic stem cell. Before the treatment, the rats' hind limbs were completely paralyzed. After, some of the rats were able to walk again, albeit with an unsteady gait. The research appears in the current issue of the Journal of Neuroscience, but the paper's real impact came 2 years ago. NPR's Joe Palca explains why.
In the summer of 2001, President Bush was facing a major decision. When he took office, the president suspended a Clinton administration policy to allow federal funding for human embryonic stem cell research. Many of President Bush's conservative supporters were urging him to make the suspension permanent, because to obtain embryonic stem cells, you must destroy a human embryo. For months, the president pondered his options. Mike Manganello is with the Christopher Reeve Paralysis Foundation, one of several groups that support stem cell research because of its potential for treating a variety of diseases.
We were desperate because we didn't know where the president was going to come down or when he was going to come down with his decision on future funding of embryonic stem cell research. So we were mobilizing grassroots, and we were just trying to hook any connection we could to influence the White House.
Then Manganello heard about an amazing videotape. It showed rats that were totally paralyzed in their hind limbs and then were able to move nearly normally after being injected with a kind of human embryonic stem cell. So he arranged for Doug Kerr, the Johns Hopkins scientist who did the research, to join him and Cody Unser, a young girl paralyzed from the chest down, on a visit to Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson.
I actually didn't see the tape until we were actually sitting in the secretary's office. And as you saw this recovery, it took my breath away. And I know it took the secretary's breath away. He turned to Cody at one point and said, "I will do everything I can to make sure the research moves forward," something to that effect.
Secretary Thompson was already a supporter of stem cell research, but Manganello says it helped influence other powerful people in Washington to support it. But there was a potential problem with the research shown on the video. It had not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Scientists are typically loath to talk about their work until it passes muster with their scientific peers. In this case, Doug Kerr said he felt obliged to share his research.
It was an uncomfortable situation. I've spoken to several of my colleagues who I thought would be very chastising about that. And in contrast, they said, you know, this was a very, very strange time when politics and science came together in a way that it rarely does. And so really the conventional way of operating shouldn't have been in place.
In the end, the president did not ban federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, although he placed limitations on the kind of cells that could be studied. Now, Kerr's research has been published, and in fact, a key hypothesis about how the stem cells were helping the rats was wrong. Originally, Kerr thought the stem cells were replacing the damaged neurons, essentially rewiring the spinal cord. But that's not the case. Instead, they seem to release substances called growth factors that help damaged neurons repair themselves. Stem cell researcher Frederick Gage of the Salk Institute in La Jolla says Kerr's results are a warning to other embryonic stem cell researchers about how their cells are working.
They need to be aware of the fact that these cells can also secrete growth factors, which can have an indirect or direct effect on the host cells, and that some of the behavior that you may see a result of transplantation of embryonic stem cells may come from the growth factors that these cells secrete.
Gage says Kerr's research still shows the promise of embryonic stem cells.
Here's an example where it looks like the experiments were done with the appropriate controls, and they are seeing a behavioral effect in an injury model. How relevant these cells are to any other kind of disease, or any disease really, human disease, may be a little distant.
And that's where the field of human embryonic stem cell research is right now. Plenty of promise, but therapies years away. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.